This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
This episode is brought to you by Amazon Prime. You know Amazon Prime is not just a shipping subscription, right? It's got everything, including streaming TV and movies on Prime Video. And of course, Prime's fast, free shipping. Go from watching your favorite shows to getting your favorite things. Whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever you're into.
Welcome to another episode of the Nintendo PowerCast. I'm your host, N64 Josh, for this Nintendo News Minute. I do want to say thanks to everybody that's been leaving comments over on Spotify. Remember, the more comments you leave, the more entries you get to win a Nintendo eShop card. Also, if you'd like to come hang out with us in the Discord, n64josh.com/discord. Now, let's jump into this thing. Super Mario RPG GameStop pre-order revealed. Now, this is in North America, and you are going to be able to get an exclusive six-piece pin set. Now, these are buttons, okay? And now that I've started collecting pins, like I needed one more thing to collect, but I've got some sweet Mario Kart ones. This pin set is pretty cool. It's got Mario, Peach, Bowser. I don't know the names of these other characters other than Geno, because everybody wanted him in Smash, but I'm not sure the name of the other little cloud looking dude. And then the other one just says Super Mario RPG. So if you want to get this pin set, all you got to do is go and pre-order over at GameStop in either the US or Canada. Now, if I scroll down, here's the guide. Here's the guide from Nintendo Life on picking up Super Mario RPG. And let's just see if there are any other pre-order bonuses. And I don't see anything. There is nothing. There's no other pre-order bonuses other than GameStop's pins, so, or buttons. Okay, they're not pins. They're buttons. They are definitely buttons. Moving on. I don't know if you guys have, if you've been on Twitter much, you've seen a lot of stuff when it comes to Xbox. Because apparently somebody during the hearing for the with the FTC uploaded a bunch of files that were supposed to be redacted, and they were not. And all of this information is just out on the internet now. And there's a lot of different things. This is internal emails. This is, you know, different games that they were hoping to get in Game Pass. And one thing in particular is Phil Spencer has been actively trying to acquire Nintendo. Says it would be a career moment. Okay, we're looking at MyNintendoNews.com. It says, it's no secret that Microsoft is continuously looking to expand their first studio offerings with acquisitions of other major studios. In a recent email exchange, which was shown as part of the proposed Activision Blizzard merger, the head of Xbox, Phil Spencer, said to a colleague that acquiring Nintendo would have been a career moment for him. It seems that he has been trying to court Nintendo, but the company refuses to be bought out by the American tech company. Here's what he said in the new email published today. Takashi, I totally agree that Nintendo is the prime asset for us in gaming. And today, gaming is our most likely path to consumer relevance. I've had numerous conversations with the LT of Nintendo about tighter collaboration and feel like if any US company would have a chance with Nintendo, we are probably in the best position. The unfortunate or fortunate for Nintendo situation is that Nintendo is sitting on a big pile of cash. they have a board of directors that until recently has not pushed for further increases in market growth or stock appreciation. I say until recently, as former Microsoft board of director member ValueAct has been heavily acquiring shares of Nintendo, and I've kept in touch with Mason Morfitt as he's been acquiring. It's likely he'll be pushing for more from Nintendo stock, which could create opportunities for us. Without that catalyst, I don't see an angle to near-term mutually agreeable merger of Nintendo and Microsoft, and I don't think a hostile action would be a good move. So we are playing the long game. But our board of directors has seen the full write-up on Nintendo and Valve, and they are fully supportive on either if the opportunity arises, as am I. It says, I love this decision and value looking at the opportunities here. At some point, getting Nintendo would be a career moment, and I honestly believe a good move for both companies. It's just taking a long time for Nintendo to see that their future exists off their own hardware. And then that, it says a long time. Anyway. A long time. Yeah. A long time. Dot, dot, dot. There we go. So, interesting stuff from Phil Spencer. Now, I mean, this was the conversation quite a few years ago, but this was written on August 6th, 2020 at 12:03 AM. It just says reply, random thought. Now, prior to the Switch's success and the Wii U, of course people were, everybody was saying, oh, Nintendo should just stick to software and give up hardware. And then look at the Switch. We're back at they're setting records. So I don't see it happening anytime soon. That doesn't mean that Microsoft's not always going to see dollar signs, especially when it comes to the big N. What a valuable brand, especially at this point in their life. Nintendo's not just games anymore. They are not just Mario and Zelda. They're movies. They're TV shows. I'm sure we're going to see more TV shows. An amusement park, right? Nintendo is continually expanding and will continue to expand. There's no doubt in my mind. And as we enter the next era of the Switch, I think we're going to see continued success. The only way Nintendo messes it up is with pricing. Okay, because we've seen in years past when the DS was just a smashing success, they brought the 3DS out and tried to charge too much. That would be the only thing I could see hindering the success of the Switch 2. But I digress. Back to Phil talking about acquiring Nintendo. I know Microsoft has the money, but we're talking about a massive chunk of change. That would be such an incredible chunk of change. And I honestly think, as a Japanese company, that Nintendo would have too much pride, even if the Switch was tanking right now. I don't think they would budge. Unless shareholders, push them hard enough to say, we need this, I think they would dig their heels in and continue to see what they can do with the IP that they have. That's just my gut feeling. So one of the things I have been taking before these shows, you guys, is called Magic Mind, and it's this little green shot. I don't know if my camera's going to focus or not, but these things are so great. Like, just for like, if you hit those afternoon lulls.
If you're an athlete, you know, the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
This episode is brought to you by Amazon Prime. You know Amazon Prime is not just a shipping subscription, right? It's got everything, including streaming TV and movies on Prime Video. And of course, Prime's fast, free shipping. Go from watching your favorite shows to getting your favorite things. Whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever you're into.
Magic Mind has been like this great pick-me-up. And literally, it's like, the directions are take alongside with your morning coffee. Benefits build with daily use. Best served chilled. And that is absolutely the case. But I love these little green shots. And I just want to shout out Magic Mind for hooking me up with so many of these. Go check them out. If like me, I was tired of energy drinks and needed something different. And these have replaced my energy drinks. And I feel great from it. So that being said, moving on over. Nintendo of America has a job listing, reveals company is looking for a data engineer, machine learning, and DLSS. Says a new job listing from Nintendo of America seems to be targeted towards the company's next platform, which is currently referred to as Switch 2. The job listing is for a data engineer who has experience with machine learning tools and DLSS upscaling, both of which are rumored for the Switch 2 platform. Nintendo has yet to announce a successor to the incredibly popular Nintendo Switch, though it is thought to be launching later next year and will be similarly placed to the PlayStation 4 and Xbox One hardware in a handheld format with DLSS support. Here's the job description according to Nintendo of America Careers website. It says, we at Nintendo are looking for a data engineer to help with integration of machine learning technologies on low power embedded platforms. We will be working at the intersection of machine learning, inference engines, and embedded systems, facing challenges that stem from processing and memory constraints and a power budget. Tasks include, but are not limited to, porting of machine learning frameworks to embedded platforms, valuation and benchmarking of machine learning hardware solutions, selection and optimization of machine learning models to fit power, memory, and CPU budgets. Nintendo of America job listing. So, I think this next machine is going to be something... something to not shake a stick at. That's my gut feeling. And I honestly can't wait. I can't wait. We talked about Mortal Kombat yesterday, and I cannot wait to be able to jump in and be able to play some of these games that you know, these third parties are struggling to get them on the Switch, although they're still trying. Universo Nintendo claims the final Switch 2 hardware has 12 gigs of RAM, ray tracing possible, plus DLSS 3.1, which we were just talking about, DLSS. So this is a little bit older article, but it caught my eye and I wanted to talk about it on here. It says the floodgates seem to be opening on the long rumored next generation of Nintendo's incredibly popular Switch system. While Nintendo's kept quiet, more sources seem to be coming forward revealing what they have heard from their sources. Nintendo reportedly showed the console off to developers behind closed doors at last month's Gamescom in Cologne, Germany, as reported by Eurogamer and VGC. Now, Universal Nintendo's editor has weighed in on more supposed facts about the system. He claims that the system will include 12 gigs of RAM and include the advanced AI upscaling tech known as DLSS, though it appears that Eurogamer got it wrong and it's actually DLSS 3.1, not the newer DLSS 5, as they stated in their report today. Universo Nintendo's editor-in-chief has gotten a number of leaks correct recently when it comes to Nintendo, but we won't know for sure until the Big N unveils the hybrid hardware, which is expected to release sometime next year. So, and this is what he said on Twitter. It says, from my sources now, the DLSS version shown behind closed doors by the Nintendo Switch 2 tech demo was 3.1 and not 3.5 as reported or pointed out by Eurogamer. Ray tracing is indeed possible, and the RAM memory I was informed of was 12 gigs for the consumer. So we could end up with a little bit of a little handheld powerhouse, and I'm here for it. Of course, we know typically Nintendo's not going to sell at a loss, so it's not going to be bleeding edge tech. It's going to be a handheld. But I mean, I think it's going to do okay, and I'm not super worried. So I don't know if you guys have jumped into F-099 yet, but there is an update adding more tracks. Datamind uncovers new modes. The Switch Online exclusive launched last week. I've had a good time playing it. Watching Cheesy and Johnny and Crawler post, you know, what place they were getting in our Discord has been great. Although I don't think Johnny's played F-Zero nearly as much as he's played the new Mortal Kombat, but you know, you guys have to tweet at him and ask him about that one. But from just a little bit of time I spent with it, I think it's fantastic. Of course we talked about it on the show years ago, wanting a version of Mario Kart, but I feel like items would really mess up a game like this. Like, I'm not sure exactly how you would do it. I don't know. Cause this one, without having items and you just kind of can smash into each other, there's an element of balance there that seems to work, but you add items into the mix and all of a sudden there's like 19 red shells heading right for you. Like, you're in trouble. You know what I mean? It would be crazy. But let's jump into the leak here. It says, here are some unreleased game modes: arcade mode and survival mode. Arcade mode has a timer and time gates placed in the circuits. That's pretty cool. That'd be fun. There isn't much data for survival mode. All I can find for it is a model of a big flat square with a circle in it. So there you go. Not much details there, but you'll notice that there's more like Grand Prix on the way. So there's going to be more coming to this game. The article continues and says, a data miner and Nintendo Life user Luigi Blood has also shared some information about some unused files in F-099. The one referencing a track from the Satellaview entry, BSF-Zero Grand Prix. Satellaview was a peripheral released in Japan in 1995 that allowed users to download games and content on the Super Famicom. So it says, interesting, F-099 has a bunch of unused files, including brand new tracks. One of them actually reuses the name of Satellaview exclusive ones. All of them are mostly just Mute City 1 placeholders, though, with some different backgrounds. So what does this mean? Are we going to see exclusive new tracks that, you know, were only available through the Satellaview? That would be pretty awesome. I love getting when we're able to get our hands on things like that. It reminds me of, like, you know, new Super Mario Bro, or the Super Mario Bros. Advance, you know, Mario Brothers 3, and being able to play all those extra levels that they added with the e-card reader that were dang near impossible to get without. Now we have access to them. And that's fantastic, because there's a lot more Mario to play there, which I think is great. So I love that kind of stuff. Seeing, you know, Star Fox 2, albeit not that great, just the fact that we have a way to play it because it's out on the SNES Classic is fantastic. If we get to see some tracks that were not readily available to those of us over here in the US to be able to get to experience those, I think is great. I think it's super cool. So there you go. That is going to do it for today's episode of the Nintendo PowerCast. I appreciate you guys, and we will see you in the next one. Bye now. We'll be right back.